Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is the weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 11. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 23, lows of 13. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 12. And finally, Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 18, lows of 11. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Southern Vectis has announced it will increase daytime bus services across the Isle of Wight from next week. The move follows high demand after the government's decision to begin easing the coronavirus lockdown. From Sunday 31st of May, passengers on the Isle of Wight will benefit from more frequent buses across many Southern Vectis routes, with some running up to every 10 minutes. Since March, we have been providing essential travel for those who have relied on us in order to be able to carry out their vital roles. And now others are returning to work, said Southern Vectis Managing Director Andrew Wickham. We are responding to a rise in demand by reintroducing a number of services and increasing the frequency of those we have been running since lockdown began. We want to make sure all our drivers and customers are safe on board our buses, so we have introduced even more stringent cleaning regimes, sanitising our vehicles throughout with antiviral wipes. We have also taken measures to enable social distancing by altering the layout of our seating. Among the timetable changes are an increase in frequency for Route 1, which runs from Newport to Cowes via St Mary's Hospital. This route will now run every 10 minutes Monday to Saturday and every 15 minutes on Sunday. We are also introducing buses every 10 minutes on our popular Route 9, which runs from Newport to Ryde via Medina and Staples, Wootton and Binstead. Meanwhile, Rue Valley Youth Football Club is asking members of the local community to use the football ground respectfully after a recent spate of vandalism. The club are happy for people to keep active by kicking a ball around or taking a stroll, but they ask that it is done so with respect. Over the past few weeks, there have been a number of occasions where damage has been done to the pitch and nearby shed store. Unfortunately, unknown individuals have taken it upon themselves to light fires using the club's wood supply, have painted white lines across the field, and have broken into the club's shed on more than one occasion. And finally, a leading Conservative figure on the Isle of Wight has said the whole Dominic Cummins episode was highly regrettable and is concerned that actions could have an adverse effect on the island's lockdown. David Pugh, chair of the Isle of Wight Conservative Association, has said, "I appreciate that this issue has attracted a lot of interest, comment, concern, and in some quarters, anger. I think the whole episode is highly regrettable, and I am concerned that the recent statements made by both the PM and Mr. Cummins have evidently not brought closure to this matter." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1. Olivia Ponton, who's an Instagram star. Number 2, Jake Short, who's a TV actor. Number 3, Think Noodles, who's a YouTube star. Number 4, Idina Menzel, who's a stage actress. Number 5, Junior Barbonza, who's an Instagram star. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a little bit. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history.
On the 24th of May 1844, Samuel Morse sent the first ever telegraphic message along an experimental line from the American capital of Washington, D.C. to the city of Baltimore, 40 miles away. Telegraphic messages were soon used as a global communication system, with the messages being transmitted in a code called Morse code. The 24th of May 1819 was also the birthday of Queen Victoria, one of the most well-known monarchs of Britain. The age she ruled in was known as the Victorian era, and during her reign, which was the longest ever until her current queen surpassed it, lots of industrial, cultural, political, scientific and military changes occurred. On the 29th of May 1953, mountain climber Edmund Hillary and his guide Tenzing Norgay reached the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. They later managed to return safely, a world first. Hillary was knighted for what he did, which made him even more famous. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
This is Jasper's Obscure Word of the Week. This week's word is aluromancy. A-L-E-U-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y. It means any of various forms of division using meal, flour, cakes, etc., as practiced by the ancient Greeks. It originated from the mid-17th century from French aluromanti. That's all, and join us next week for another Obscure Word of the Week. In Isle of Wight news this week, families whose income has reduced or stopped due to the coronavirus crisis may now qualify for free school meals. The Isle of Wight Council is urging families to check if their children are eligible as the pandemic creates more hardship. Children eligible for income-related free school meals are still entitled to receive a school lunch, food parcel or voucher while schools are closed. Councillor Paul Braden, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said, "Since 27th of March, the Council has received 94 eligible claims, but there could be many more islanders who qualify. We are concerned that families that are now struggling financially because of the COVID-19 outbreak may not realise their child could be eligible for free school meals or where to go for help. If your financial situation has changed, please go to our website where you'll find lots of information about free school meals so you can check if you might be eligible at www.iow.gov.uk/council/other-services/free-school-meals. Meanwhile, W. Hearst and Sons will reopen their stores across the Isle of Wight from Monday 1st of June, it has been announced. As well as opening doors to shoppers in Ryde, Newport, Cowes, Shanklin, Freshwater and Ventnor for the first time since March, the company's website will also go live from next week. Hearst's will be operating normal opening hours of Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 17:15. Staff are asking customers to follow in-store guidance and respect for safety of both staff and other customers whilst shopping. The company thanks islanders for the support and patience during this difficult time. And finally, the governor of HMP Isle of Wight has shaved his head, minus the eyebrows, in aid of the local hospice and NHS charities. Dougie Graham, who is head of HMP Isle of Wight, has gotten rid of the hair on his head and beard after 14 years of growth and raised more than £2,500 in the process. Setting a target at only £500, supporters have dug deep and now raised £2,505 for Mountbatten and NHS charities together. Mr. Graham said he wanted to do something to show support for the bravery of NHS colleagues and especially Mountbatten, after one of the biggest fundraising pushes for the charity, Walk the White, was cancelled. He said, "These are strange and often heartbreaking times. I know that NHS staff will be dealing with so much and are really amazing. That's all. I'm Jessica Haycox O'Toole."
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the ages and dates of birth to all these people. Number 1, Olivia Ponton, who's an Instagram star. Born in 2002, who's age 18 today. Number 2, Jake Short, who's a TV actor, who's age 23 today, born in 1997. Number 3, Think Noodles, who's a YouTube star, born in 1977, who's age 43 today. Number 4, Idina Menzel, who's a stage actress, born in 1971, who's age 49 today. And finally, Julia Barbonza, who's an Instagram star, born in 2001, who's age 19 today. I'll tell you more next week. Bye for now.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.